All right, everyone, buckle up, because today's deep dive is gonna be a wild ride. We're talking video game reviews, but not the kind you'd expect. We're going deep into the mind of a gamer who goes by only one here.
And let me tell you, this is not your typical review channel. This is a gamer with some seriously strong opinions, and they're not afraid to use them.
Oh, trust me, I learned that firsthand. What we have here isn't just a thumbs up or thumbs down on the latest releases. Only one here is going back in time reviewing games years after everyone else has moved on.
And that's what makes this so fascinating. See, anyone can tell you if a game is good or bad right when it comes out. But only one here. They're looking at these games through the lens of time, using the reviews to spark some seriously interesting conversations about the industry as a whole.
And one game keeps popping up as their gold standard. You guessed it, Grand Theft Auto V.
GTA V is like the holy grail for only one share. It's the benchmark against which all other open-world games are judged, particularly when it comes to things like realism scope, that intangible sense of freedom.
And that's where things get really interesting, because this love for GTA V is juxtaposed with an absolute hatred for anything they perceive as cheap or lazy game development. Mm-hmm. And we're not talking about indie darlings with limited budgets either. We're talking AAA titles with all the bells and whistles.
Yeah, you really see this disdain for cutting corners in their Cyberpunk 2077 review.
Oh man, the Cyberpunk review, that's a whole other deep dive waiting to happen.
Yeah.
But to give you a taste, Only Here goes on this epic rant about the game's road design.
Roads.
Yep, roads. They call it the worst map design of any AAA game since like the PS3 era. Now you might be thinking, really? Roads, that's what sets them off. But here's the thing.
It's not about the roads themselves.
Exactly. It's about what those roads represent. To only one here, those narrow winding streets are symbolic of a much larger issue in modern gaming, a trend towards sacrificing realism and attention to detail in favor of, well, as they put it, cheapskates and lazy devs.
And that's a sentiment I'm sure a lot of gamers can relate to. We've all felt that pang of disappointment when a game we're excited about just doesn't deliver, especially when it feels like corners were cut.
Oh, absolutely. And for only one here, this isn't just a one-time gripe. This disdain for anything that hints at cutting corners, it pops up again and again, often tied to this accusation that developers are more concerned with profits than they are with player experience.
And this is where their distrust of nerds and critics comes into play.
Ah, yes, the nerds and critics, a group they believe are ruining gaming, one condescending forum post at a time.
And it's not quite as straightforward as it sounds. We're going to unpack that a bit more because it's actually key to understanding only one here's entire philosophy.
We are, because it gets right to the heart of what they consider a good game. And trust me, it's not always what you'd think. So we're back and ready to go deeper into the mind of only one here. Before the break, we were talking about their love for GTA V, a game that seems to embody everything they believe a good open world game should be.
And that love becomes even more apparent when you contrast it with their critiques of Cyberpunk 2077, a game that seems to embody everything they despise.
Oh yeah, those Cyberpunk critiques are brutal. Remember how we talked about their rant about the roads? Well, strap in, because that was just the tip of the iceberg.
Seriously, they tear that game apart piece by piece, always measuring it against their gold standard of GTA V.
Like at one point, they go on this whole tangent about the lack of diverse vehicles in Cyberpunk.
Which is a fair point, to be honest. GTA V has always spoiled us with its ridiculous amount of cars, bikes, planes, you name it.
Exactly. And only one here argues that this variety is about more than just having options. It's about contributing to that feeling of freedom and possibility that makes a good open world game so immersive.
And they're not just comparing vehicle rosters. They also go after Cyberpunk's driving mechanics.
Oh, tell me about it. They were not impressed.
Not impressed is an understatement. They basically said that driving in Night City feels less like cruising through a living, breathing world and more like navigating a bunch of pretty assets strung together.
Which sounds harsh, but honestly, when you put it that way.
Right. And this goes back to their whole lazy development gripe. They see this lack of polish in the Cyberpunk's driving mechanics as a missed opportunity to create a truly immersive and engaging open world experience.
It's like they're saying, if you're gonna make an open world game, commit to it, don't just phone it in.
Exactly. And this brings us to a term only one here uses a lot, nerds. They seem to blame nerds for a lot of what they see is wrong with modern gaming.
Okay, yeah, we have to talk about the nerds because it's one of those things where it's like, come on, man, not all nerds. But also, when you really listen to what only one here is saying, you start to understand where they're coming from.
Exactly. It's not just about disliking a certain type of gamer. It's about what they see as a fundamental shift in priorities within the industry.
So break it down for us. What do nerds represent in Only One Hears World?
In their view, nerds are overly concerned with things like graphics, complex narratives, and critical acclaim. You know those 10 out of 10 review scores?
Oh yeah, the ones that get plastered all over the marketing material.
Exactly. Only One Here seems to believe that these things have become more important than the core elements that make a game genuinely fun to play.
Which are?
Solid gameplay, intuitive design, that pure, unadulterated fun factor. The kind of stuff you don't need a forum post to explain.
Okay, so when Only One Here criticizes Cyberpunk for being overly focused on story and visual spectacle, they're essentially arguing that it neglected the fundamentals.
Exactly. They'd rather have a game with clunky graphics and a paper-thin story that's a blast to play than a visually stunning narrative masterpiece that's boring as hell to actually control.
And it's not just about the games themselves either, right? Only One Here also has this whole thing about developers hiding behind the higher-ups excuse.
Oh, absolutely. They're convinced that developers deep down know what makes a game good, but are being forced to compromise their vision by executives who are more concerned with profits than player satisfaction.
Which, let's be real, is a fear a lot of gamers share. We've all seen games that seem less concerned with delivering a polished and fulfilling experience and more concerned with pushing microtransactions or chasing whatever the latest trend is.
Absolutely. And that brings us to one of the most fascinating contradictions in Only One Here's worldview, their love-hate relationship with GTA Online.
Oh yeah, that's a whole other can of worms. Mm-hmm. Because on the one hand, they praise its success, its longevity, the fact that it's kept GTA V relevant for over a decade.
But on the other, they're incredibly critical of its monetization strategies, its constant updates, its evolution over time.
Yeah.
It's like they can't decide if GTA Online is the best thing to happen to gaming or the worst.
It's juicy stuff, that's for sure. And we're going to unpack it all after the break. Stick around. And we're back, diving headfirst into the world of Only One Here and their complicated relationship with GTA Online.
Which, when you really think about it, throws a pretty big wrench into their whole gaming philosophy.
Right, because we've established that they love them some GTAV, but GTA Online, it's like the poster child for everything they claim to hate about modern gaming. Constant updates, microtransactions, this never-ending cycle of content designed to keep you hooked and spending.
And yet, they acknowledge its success. They even say they wouldn't have wanted the single-player DLC that Rockstar ultimately scrapped.
Hold on, really? That's fascinating. Because on the one hand, it's like, yeah, that tracks with their whole get it right at launch and then let it be philosophy. But it also shows a level of nuance that you don't always see in their other reviews.
Exactly. It's like they understand that single-player DLC, while potentially awesome, could have been a distraction from the core GTA Online experience.
It's like they're saying, Rockstar, you already had a masterpiece with GTA Online. Don't mess it up by chasing trends or trying to please everyone.
Which, let's be honest, is a sentiment that a lot of gamers probably share, even if they don't articulate it that way.
Oh, absolutely. I know I felt that way about certain games where it's like, just give me the best possible version of this specific vision and I'm good. I don't always need a million expansions or DLCs.
Right, and that brings us back to that central tension we keep coming back to. That desire for both completeness and evolution in our games. Only One Here seems to crave that feeling of getting a fully realized, polished experience at launch, but also acknowledges the power and appeal of a game that grows and evolves over time.
It's like the gaming version of, is it better to burn bright and fade away or to smolder for years? And for Only One Here, this dilemma seems to fuel a lot of their anxieties about the future of gaming, especially when it comes to the franchise they clearly hold closest to their heart. Grand Theft Auto.
Oh yeah, you can practically feel the fear radiating off of them when they talk about GTA 6.
It's like they're watching a tightrope walk in slow motion, just waiting for Rockstar to make a wrong move. They're practically begging Rockstar not to cater to the nerds and the toy collecting millennials who they believe are ruining gaming.
It's almost as if they view GTA 6 as this make or break moment for the entire industry. Like, if Rockstar caves to the pressure to chase trends to dilute the formula, then it'll somehow irrevocably change the gaming landscape for the worse.
Which, to be fair, is a lot of pressure to put on one game, even one as highly anticipated as GTA 6.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
But it speaks to how deeply Only One Here cares about this stuff. And it's a reminder that for a lot of gamers, it's not just about entertainment. It's about passion. It's about connection. It's about feeling seen and understood.
And that's something I think we can all relate to, even if we don't agree with Only One Here's every opinion. We all have those games, those franchises, those experiences that have shaped the way we see this whole world.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the mind of only one here, I think the biggest takeaway is this. Gaming is personal. What one person loves, another might hate. And that's okay. In fact, it's more than okay. It's what makes this whole world so damn interesting.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So the next time you boot up your console or PC and you find yourself getting heated about a game, remember, it's okay to be passionate. It's okay to have strong opinions. And it's okay to disagree. Because at the end of the day, we're all just here for the love of the game. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. See you next time when we'll be exploring another corner of the gaming universe. Until then, happy gaming.